One thing that I was wondering, is there standard control that you use to connect the different things, like you're in a topic and it goes and highlights the topic in the text or whatever? Is there a particular type of control that, like, is there one of these NXT or sorry, net controls
I
that allow you
think
to?
there is, just because the topic box in ours is based on what's it called, night text area or something, in-text area, and it has some sort of highlighting stuff there. So you should probably look at the. I'm not sure if it's inbuilt though, to be honest.
You haven't had to build any new windows to do that sort of thing, like other topics or. Well, we're going to do it for speaker, I guess, and all that stuff. Or not? No. Well, okay. When we talk about speaker characterization, how are we accessing the listed speakers?
I want to do that actually. The speaker, the data processing is fine, but I would like to, if you want to do the GUI for it.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
If you want to do that,
Yeah, I was thinking of.
then
I was
tell
getting
me how you
information.
want the data presented.
Yeah.
Because so let me tell you, we've got, cause at the moment I've created two classes. One represents speakers, one represents the meetings. And the information about both is contained within each object. So, and then it writes objects, and the objects contain all the information about the meetings and speakers. So the speakers that are at the meetings and the amount they speak, and then the averages are contained with the speakers. So there's two separate classes, just like that.
Okay, yeah.
And
So.
they're two different objects, and you can really call, they can write, it writes the objects, and you call the objects back, and they have, those returned objects have all the information they need, and then can call methods to return whatever you want,
Okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
or everything.
Okay.
But that's why I wanted to know what's the easiest way to have data.
So, have you already calculated all this data, or are you supposed to do
Yes,
that?
basically all
Okay.
calculated, really. And all stored as objects, so dot object files.
All right.
Okay. Which means you just call the, and our null constructor and call the load, and you call it there, and you can create a list of them or vector into more whatever you want to do. And then we'll just call them one at a time to populate the window. But that's why I wanted to know what format do you want the data to come back in? Because it can come back as almost anything.
What should it come back
Well, that's easiest thing to
That
come
might
back.
also help, like when he was talking about like how an architecture that things are going to plug into. I mean, so like things are all modular, I mean, it would be a good idea if we use that same idea for anything else we would, or else it wouldn't. Including the searches or whatever.
Can
Any sort of
you
thing, I mean, search results if we're all in a pretty helping with the menu, certain properties or list of properties back here.
So I can have it so that it returns you a, because at the moment the main data structures are hash tables for the meetings that say, it's got one that says percent, it's called percent talk, one is percent noise, and one is percent participation. Do you see what I mean? So, and then it's got inside, it's got a link, it's got the speaker's name, and then it's got their percentage for that thing.
Oh, yeah.
So it can either come back as a, you can have the hash table, or you can have it returned as a vector, and it will say noise, just a string is noise, X percent. It'll say a vector that's called, I don't know, whatever. You can either have it, you can either have it like an embedded vectorable array of strings, and each one represents one person, or whatever. What the easiest thing to do, how you want to display
Yeah, I can do it though. I
Yeah,
mean,
just a matter of deciding what would be easiest.
Yeah, literally.
All the way around. Yeah, tricky.
So what we'll whenever we open a window for one speaker,
See, that's the key. How do we. Can I put that? If it's in that format, like speaker. Speaker is the controlling thing, not. So all of this, all that's calculated as well, still the speaker objects.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's easy. So I'm quite amusing actually. The influences are. I've lived in Germany for 6 months, don't know about any of the UK, spent too much time talking to Brits. So then all that's calculated as well. All I have to do is get the island accent, I think that was called. So then does this, how is this box populated? Is it populated by the one present or the one hide item?
The one present.
The one present.
Well, then we could do, we could do the one hide item, I suppose.
Because at the moment I'm using, there are methods that say, for I using for other talk to task present, it says like get talk time, and you text a name, so that call the meetings method that's a return that and that will populate that, which would be an easy thing to do. In the same for that.
I mean, that would be implementing what you said, that you want to see per topic, you want to see which one spoken most. So you could zap through these topics.
Meetings. Yeah.
And it would come up then how much they spoke, and you could pick the one that.
Yeah, that would be easy as well, yeah.
Yeah,
okay. So I'll just leave it in lots of methods that'll just return one number at a time.
Yeah.
That'll be the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah, running things like just return talking time.
Yeah. Get talking time.
So each time you're going straight to the XML files for the information? Or
no, it's stored as an object file. It presses a whole lot of learners as an object. And then they're much, much smaller, only that's one one K.
So that's all just pre-processed.
Yeah, it's just pre-processed. And then it's just each one of the objects got a return, bunch of return methods. Just recreate the object. It's called a load method.
Okay.
So what you do is you call a null constructor, because if you call the proper constructor for each meeting, it goes off and does all the processing and stores as an object.
Yeah, right.
And then if you call the null constructor, then you call load, you can call load or whatever one or all of them or anything like that.
Is it for the entire corpus, or is
yeah.
it just like individual ones, like one object for
one object for each meeting?
Oh, each meeting.
Yeah. Well, that yeah.
I wonder if that would be useful for some of the other stuff we're doing.
It tells you who participated at the moment. It tells you who participated and the amount they participated.
Okay.
In percentages and in time as well.
Can you put in there what topic was
taken
as well?
Yeah,
I can use that for the topic pop up in there.
Yeah, that would be too. But that would cause a problem with anything that wasn't annotated for topics.
That wasn't.
Or just return them all or
topics specified, yeah, default, yeah. there are some default outlines actually, yeah.
Because
at
the moment if you
right
click on the topic window on one of the topics, you have the option of popping open a window which gives you a list of all the meetings containing that topic.
Yeah.
So
okay, right, yeah, that would be a problem, and then you can do a search over the meetings, over the objects, because that's the thing, these are so small, they can load all of the whole lot and do a search over the whole lot to find who was in what, no problem, or what topics were in what, so it doesn't crash the thing.
So how would you calculate that? Would you do the summarization as you populate it?
What?
You know,
the global statistics comes
yeah,
back off that, because they're just for the meeting.
So that is all stored together.
The speaker class knows about all of that stuff.
Oh, right. Okay.
And the meeting class knows about that stuff.
Sounds good. So have you done these yet?
No, I don't know.
Just got to decide on what we want.
What we want, yeah. I thought the other stuff was more important than anything,
so
I did that first.
So it's all usable now, can I do?
No, design a GUI first, because the problem is if you change the classes, the object's serial numbers change and you can't reload the object, so all the processing has to be done over again, and I haven't quite finished it yet, so it would become out of sync and get a bit funny. If I gave you it now and you worked on it, and then I changed it and ran the thing again, you wouldn't ever be able to load the object back up.
Oh, okay.
And then you'd have multiple copies of objects for the person to get.
Well, let me know when it's sort of usable.
But if you want to make a picture, you can do that without anything.
You mean a picture?
Just
the
picture.
Yeah, but it's not going to take
that. That doesn't
happen. Yeah.
Well, I won't take very long. But only I'll need to have done all this stuff too first. Because otherwise, I'll just make it.
So where is that stored in there?
That's on my home directory.
On your home directory, not in there?
No.
Okay.
Well, it's finished up with your home directory.
Okay.
stuff as well. I just have to make one change to your phone, just to load this one instead of the default.
Alright.
So that's 2 months ago.
Yeah. What are you wanting to write that in directly, or what do you want to do?
What do you mean?
If you wanna change my code.
Oh yeah, just the one thing that's like the action for loading the search thing.
Yeah, but do you wanna change that the original Endava file in, or?
Yeah, well, your version.
Yeah. Have you done that now, or?
No, I did in my directory,
Okay, so not the actual one, but a copy of it.
I have a copy, yes.
Okay, yeah.
But I will, yeah, I'm just going to update that one, just, yeah, it just makes sense that.
Or just tell me when, because I usually work on my own copy.
Right, yeah.
For the day, and then update it without checking if the one in the share is checked.
Yeah, I haven't made any changes to it, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just make that one motion.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause like I said, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And then you can find. There's not much to do. Have to get better results, hope for better.
So is that what you're working on now, then, to represent results nicely, or?
Yeah, and just to wire in the topics and so on, so.
And the highlighting stuff, or?
Well, also, yeah, like that as well, so, yeah. So I'm just wanna find what kind of logics those were that for the others, so we go in and out, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, for an end text area, whatever it is, they define some handy highlights on that. So you've got different highlights. You've got, just look at the what they wrote about it. They've got like user highlights, selection highlights, claim highlights, and something else. So you can quite easily, if your text area is called area, you just do area dot set highlights or something, you know, something like that. That's the way I did it, to highlight, to cross highlight to a topic and transcripts.
Okay, sounds good. So there's a few more things to do with that, and then once Vanilla gets the index, then that's gonna kind of fall. I'm just wondering if you had to, well, the way you're doing, I was gonna ask if the way you were doing, you were loading like a new corpus each time for each meeting, but you're doing the object, so you don't need to. Just, cause if we do have, like, the averted search says that there's, you know, 10 documents, or we have to load each of these 10 corpora, just to, do the individual next search.
That way it doesn't crash in time, where you're having one crashing.
Probably.
It's a bit dumb if you can fool it. You load up 10 different engines simultaneously. It can do that.
Can't do them
if it picks in one, because then it's about the amount that each. You have to kind of call a new class and then it will get fine. But if you don't,
right,
have
okay,
one,
it's
yeah, it says okay. Oh yeah, I've got all this space. You can do some. Otherwise, it goes no.
Okay.
Talk to you now.
Said nice machine.
Yeah. Spent too much time talking. Alright, well, I've been doing some random pop-up windows for the speaker characterization, which is good, so I can fill that in there.
Okay.
The windows are all there now after lots of
doing. Oh, they're done, okay.
Well, you know, just the pop-up.
No, pop-up
is difficult, yeah. Because it basically has to set up like whatever 10 pop-up windows in memory, as in already initialize them, because there might be 10 speakers that all have to have different windows in. Oh. And I'm working on when you click on a topic to see a list of the topics of the meetings that topic was mentioned in. And I have a question about the, said we wanted a start screen. What kind of start screen do we want? I mean, do we want some general blurb about welcome to the browser or something?
Where's it more like it's the browser. some speech and some music.
It doesn't take too long. We have to, yeah, while we're debugging. But or something that just sort of guides them to the most obvious things.
Yeah. So do we want, yeah, maybe we could write on like the, what it's called, the top of the saying welcome to the YouTube browser.
Yeah. Or a switchboard that comes up that's just a blank form like that with some button.
Yeah.
Load me a meeting, load me a search, load me something else.
Yeah.
Listen to tune.
Yeah, how? I mean, at the moment the way it is, it's a drop down menu, isn't it?
Yeah.
With all the, and that because it's the dialogue class that you use there.
I was just going to ask if we should assume that they'll want to load a meeting first, but not necessarily. I guess if we're doing a search on the entire.
Yeah, I mean, I think they should have two options. Either load up a meeting that they choose, or do a search.
Yeah.
And for that, when you've got the results, click on something and that.
Stupid NFT says need you to have a meeting loaded before you start doing any search.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, we can.
Do
you?
Oh.
You can't. The only thing is search is a night object model, and the only time you get one of those is if you load an object.
Probably even. That's should be too hard to put up check in there. And if it doesn't load it, then force it to load it.
Yeah, which means it doesn't. That way, you could use the inverted file search to return a list of meetings and then use one of those to load and search.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't.
Can you not get this non object?
It has to be an observation, and even if you go, you can go and search the whole corpus from that, but you have to have, it has to start with something for some bizarre reason. The engine, there's only one,
mm-hmm.
there's only one search method to the search engine.
Mm-hmm.
The engine class only has
I
one.
I suppose we wouldn't want to use, we wouldn't want to use NFT at the beginning anyway, because we don't want to search locally.
Yeah,
search
globally.
So
unless
they
know what meeting they're on. Yeah.
Well, no, then they would open the meeting first, right?
Yeah.
So let's say they have two options, either pick one meeting or search globally to find a meeting that they want.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, well, the things that may just be looking for a word, and, you know, if it shows up 10 different meetings, then at that point they'll probably want to. Like,
yeah.
Do we want to, like, picked up by default, goes with the first one, and they want number five, the ones that are returned to me, and that's what
they want. Then why do we want default? I mean, just.
Well,
yeah.
Like, to load up. Like, the thing is, I think, like, when it loads up, it'll load up the transcript window and whatever. Right now, I think just the topic ones. Although the time is probably more caused by loading the actual data. So I'm just thinking if it's kind of, like you're saying, they have to have a non-object. Right? And we're going to do the search at all.
Yeah, but local search.
Yeah.
We can do local search,
right? You can load the dumb one up rather than.
Yeah, but the global one feeds into the local.
So
if we're getting any useful data, it's going to be doing a search on each of those files. So it's going to be loading up each of those one at a time to get the data.
But yeah, the global inverted file search gives the non object basically to the local search.
Right? Yeah, but it can be time consuming, like if there are 10 documents. That
well, yeah,
get
that's always going to be the case of search.
Mm-hmm.
But it gives one at a time anyway.
Well, just think of somewhere we could, you know, attach the results in a nice little format that'll make things a bit easier. But the thing is, I mean, if you've got that, then it's going to be needing really to load the entire corpus for that meeting. If it's trying to show us where those were, if it's trying to highlight those in the text transcript or whatever, then we're going to have to have all that other data again. So each time when we're search window, we have like 10 different meetings, you know, the word wireless comes up, go to meeting one and custom. The non-object, which one? When that's gonna.
Yeah, it's not too slow though, I don't think.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Okay.
I don't think that'll be a clean option.
It always seems to be slow loading up the first one at least, but that's all.
Yeah.
It's just sort of loading up, test it, trust it, and shut down, loading up. So,
yeah.
So just sort of based on those. But if it doesn't take that long, each time, then it should be. Alright.
I mean, you can, you know, the option is to do a search in a way that, if you do a global search, the first step only return the meetings, as in not even the meetings, but the name of the meetings. So, you know, say you want to search for the word language, then it gives you as a result all the meetings that contain the word language. And then you can decide, well, I want to search on this meeting, or only on this meeting.
Yeah, make it strings for as long as possible. Then when you return things when they actually go, then it needs to have to search.
Yeah, that makes sense. And that way they know specifically which meeting it is.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they don't want to have the extra
did we think about better names for the meetings?
Well, I think they were in the text. We can probably do that ourselves and just sort of DDD, you know, just do it.
There is yeah,
stream.
in one of the papers they have names such as
Do they
professional
reference those?
Yeah. Like the work
even
group that it's part of.
One
do
of
they?
Those.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's
yeah.
Right. Probably
just
use that.
Even better understanding.
Well, that's
I
a working group.
Yeah.
I want to see the meetings about even better understanding.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
So, yeah. I've put that in already. So.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
So, yeah, again, concretely to the startup libraries window.
So I think we have the IDS, I mean the DS, document frequencies, which were.
Do you actually need the frequencies?
Yeah, to do what Steve's talking about here.
Yeah.
To do the topic.
Maybe. Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, how is that? I mean, do you think you'd have time for that as well?
Well, the thing is, if it's been done.
If somebody's done the keywords, or
it was
the IDS or the DS already, wouldn't
yeah.
be not too bothered.
There's the class you're trying to get to work on Friday. They did have all that, and it was sort of built in and just had some trouble getting running properly. But it had sort of all that standard sort of stuff, but last I heard it wasn't working. So she was going to look at more straightforward sort of thing that really just fulfills what we needed to do, but if we need the if we do need the frequencies.
How do you do an inverse class search without the CF language?
I don't know.
Think you need
to know. Well, it would have been like a risk of
the amount that they occur over certain documents, basically. The amount they.
What's a sample?
DF is the document frequencies, the amount that each word occurs. What is it? Term frequencies, the amount that it occurs. One of them is the amount that occurs in each document, and the other one is the amount that occurs generally. So the more it occurs in specific documents compared to its general score, the better, more informative it is about the sentence.
So the general score, would that be for the whole language or for the whole
language?
The
whole core concept, core
principle
data.
Well, you know,
general
frequencies.
Plus a stop list, so you remove stuff that doesn't which is going to have a probably basically equal score.
So what would the, if we had these space topics, what would they look like?
Bunch of keywords.
Bunch.
That would probably be the easiest.
Just a list of like keywords or something.
What's the I in TFIDF?
Inverse. Term frequency inverse document. I did do it once. I do have a Java class that does it for something. I don't know whether it will work.
Because that would be really handy then. We can actually test it on the user as opposed to just doing it and not using it. Because if you just have the segmentation, that's great, but we can't we can't compare it to the hand annotated, the hand segmented.
We've also keywords give you a whole new type of search. You can do keyword search, but you can do keyword search could be topic search, can it? Could be the same thing. Instead of it would just search for keywords when they tell them that the judge of the topic correct, you can search for keywords. For each
Yeah,
I'm
more
nice. I suppose even calculating the what's his face is also the easy bit is probably easier to calculate them based upon in their whole occurrences in the corpus than it is to calculate them per topic because you don't have to integrate as much information. No, you can do search without TFIDF if you just can't rank the search.
That's what I'm thinking
too. I mean, we're just looking for your stuff, I guess.
Isn't that what the idea was in the first place? Rank the results. So that.
It's sort of, but then the main idea was more like to speed it up, speed the search up, because NXT, the whole of the corpus was just not feeling.
Yeah, but that might slow down. Ranking might slow down.
No, the general inverted file.
Yeah.
Oh,
it still uses an inverted file, but ranks the results
by
the amount of
that would just be a nice extra.
Yeah. I thought that was part of it, but yeah, okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I wasn't sure.
I don't think we have that in the document.
Sure.
interim.
No, they didn't.
Interim. Sorry, what? It's only interim.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, I guess if that's not part of it, that won't matter.
Yeah, I mean, if you have time.
Yeah,
Because I'm only gonna do this
I mean,
for
really
part time anyway, so.
Because I mean, then it would give you, like, if you search for a word, it would give you the meetings, but also how often that word occurred in that meeting. That would be so useful.
It would just give you a rank, it would. That
Yeah,
was the whole point.
yeah, exactly.
Well, I don't know, actually, because the thing is, I mean,
this is your top one, this is your bottom.
Yeah.
But the thing is, we're just looking for when it happens in a meeting, if they're looking for a particular term or something. They just want to know if that term exists there and where does it exist, I want to see it.
Yeah,
but it will be useful if
how informative that TFIDF is, an informative score, isn't
yeah,
it?
You if you have if you search for language and you return, like, you know, basically all of the meetings, you want to see where they actually spoke about it, where they just mentioned
but
it once.
If it's like a two-word term, does the TFIDF
depends on your street compound noun.
It's not a compound noun, it's just two words together.
Voilà.
I don't know. Just something like
Religion.
Edinburgh University.
As a compound noun.
Well,
Edinburgh.
Sunny day, like an adjective, yeah. In its most simple form, it would do a separate rank for each one, each term. You could make it more complicated and make it a bit.
It's not make it more complicated.
But
because the thing is that the way you were doing it, we were just looking for the words appearing each word in the index.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way we were thinking.
Yeah,
about
that
it. And then it's just saying, were these two words in any of these documents? And if it was, then we go closer and do that at the next research.
Yeah.
To look for the exact term or the regular expression. Or
I guess just do some of the individual TFIDF for each term returned, and that generally will be a bit crude, but it will give you a score, and the higher, the more informative each term is for each thing, it will give you a really high thing. It's pretty crude anyway, it's just looking for, but it's all it's going to do is look for separate, oh, because then it's going to go into the MSD search of the term.
Or we choose the list of meetings that we wanted to search to do that.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I just wonder if it's going to give us something cool, then honestly, but if it's sort of like, if the NXT search has still got to be run to find these terms or these
groups. Without doing any word pairs.
Or also, like, do wildcards work for something like that? So if you're looking for wireless, wired, blah, 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 you do wire with a star. Actually, that's a problem for me too, so.
But the idea is that gives you an informative score. How you combine that is up to you. I guess there's lots in the literature. If you were, there's a whole load about it in Manning and Schultz. They've got a whole chunk about it. So just IR is basically.
They've
got a big chapter. Have you ever got it on content?
Yeah, I've got somewhere.
Yeah, me too. Hundreds of PDFs.
Do the PDF, switch it to PostScript, switch it back to PDF. Okay, so that's okay.
So, to come back to the startup screen.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm very unsure about what that should look like. I mean, we want to, for the part where you can choose the meeting, what kind of information do you want to have about the meeting? I mean, the longer name, obviously, if there is name, because they don't have a name. What the users that spoke? Users that took part?
Yeah.
Then that's probably pretty much the same for the same group.
Probably, for the most part. I mean, there'll be a set of people that do
so
a subset of
Yeah, just to give them an idea, a general idea of what there is, so they can pick out.
Search for stuff or start working on.
Yeah, I guess that's
or browse. Okay, like search, browse. Like if you're looking for something specific, is that what you're thinking? Like if they know exactly where they want to go to, you know, that meeting on December 3rd, and they just want to go there and see stuff, then they can go and browse.
I want to look at a meeting where someone spoke of that. Some sort of research group. I want that first meeting.
Browse by the meeting, browse by the model, browse by No, I'm just thinking of different ways we can do that, like different
Oh.
buttons on the top, like if they're looking for a particular person, particular working group, particular whatever, then we just we could break things down like that to that level of detail if we want. Or we could
I
make it
think
more
we need
general,
that, yeah.
yeah.
Because we just wanna have a way of yeah. Because as soon as they've got loaded their first meeting, they can browse through that quite nicely.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking like initially when they load up, what are the range of things that they'd wanna do?
Yeah.
Like if they're part of X working group, how long getting there? Do we wanna say preferences?
What do you mean?
Well, if they're part of BBB working group, they're gonna wanna look at the BBB ones and some default to that.
Well, how are we gonna know that?
Based on what they did last time.
You can have society preferences. You can have society preferences, I guess.
But that would defeat the whole point of browsing, right? If you only want to look at
Or my quote favourites. Yeah. You can have a
Well,
favourite if you
you
want
just
to,
scroll
yeah,
around the list
that's
and find your favourite one, I mean.
Yeah, it's not another relation,
It's
it's
not like they
generic.
come back every day and do the same browsing. That's too much
What was
change,
that?
yeah.
I forget. Okay, well, no, I'm just getting back to sort of what could be on the starting screen.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a range of things we could do. We could have like search options, browse options, and then just, I don't know, just playing around with ideas. And then we can tie this into our evaluation tasks and say, well, if you want to search for a meeting or search for a user in a particular meeting, then do this, blah, blah, blah. So we can, you know,
Oh, right.
sort of,
Oh, okay.
guide them. It's just like, hey, my
Well,
task is to do this, and there's a button for it.
yeah.
Perfect. You know?
No.
Yeah, it would be quite good if it has, yeah.
I wasn't gonna put any, you know, any help in there, any sort of explanation of how the browser works, to be honest.
No,
Just
that's
as
not
far
what
as
I'm suggesting.
Search
I'm just
buttons.
saying, like, these are just, like, a lot of programs, well, kind of lame programs, do have that sort of thing first, just because they don't want people to have to go through all the menus and search themselves and just, like, do commonly used tasks,
Actually.
or just exit and just, like, use the program, as
Yeah.
well.
But I mean, the main thing, what you want to do is to view a meeting, right?
Oh, or search something.
Search,
Yeah,
yeah.
or search, yeah.
Yeah. So even
Try
if
to
it just
go
had
to
two
that.
things, just said one said take instructs in this meeting and have all the technical meetings, we all drop down menu. And then another one that said search with loads of things that we thought was search.
Like a find specific meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of thing.
Yeah. Or one, yeah, or
Yeah,
one.
that all happens in the search.
Yeah.
Basically, either the user knows which meeting he wants to look at, and he just clicks on it, or he doesn't, and then he searches for one that sort of looks
It's
like.
just
Well, the other thing to do is just have search as the default, just it opens in the search window opens. And that's the interface. And you just go from there.
Yeah.
And then that brings up the browser after you've searched for something. Or with the search, but the search window could have on it something that said just as a drop-down menu that says just and a go button that said take me to this.
Oh, I see what you mean.
So that so the
Inside the search menu, yeah.
Yeah, so the only thing that comes up when you finish is a when you start, it's just one window like that. And it's got all the search stuff right down there. So this is a search. Just all here. And here is just go to wherever and go button. And then from there it takes you to where you want
Yeah,
to go.
that's what, yeah.
Yeah. And then at the top it says welcome to our browser.
Yeah, that looks about right. But I'm unsure about how to put all the information in there. Because we
Drop
drop
down
down menu, but we want all the information about the name, the login
Oh,
details,
you
and the
want
users.
Well,
How
we don't
do
actually
I
have usernames, do we? Or they'll use codes like
No, it's
me or
codes,
Ellen
yeah,
or whatever.
maybe if they know the codes and in other
Yeah, that's
corpus
true.
copy.
In a case like that, we do want a drop down, we don't want them to type them, do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop downs. Yeah.
And allow multiple? No. Okay, you're just looking for one specific.
This is
Do
Google. If you
you
want to search, you search. If you want to look for one meeting, just look at it.
Yeah,
Yes.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But then, yeah, as I said, how do
That's two. That's. Well,
you
if you have two, one this one there. But you've got two, one for busy, one for speaker, and you can choose and go for go or go for the other. Got a load of money. Go for
Yeah,
the first
no.
message.
I'm not saying you can pick a user. But you should come up with some list, but an extended list of the meetings. So, you know, you have BDR, whatever it is called, whatever you want. And then it gives you the longer name, blah. And then it gives you the, you know, the participants.
You could do Microsoft Spy and hold it over and then pop something.
But then,
is that complicated?
No, it's not. It's not complicated.
It's also.
It's also, yeah. I'm not trying that yet.
That's open, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Is that very? Is that not annoying? Did you have to?
Get out of the bloody way.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You do that a lot longer. No, but you know, to search for a specific user, you have to hold your mouse over that long, wait for it to pop up.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
that one.
Yeah.
But that's how you could just have a list of your users then. And just you just say, I want to look for this user. Great. Finally, then it pulls up a list of all the ones who got that user. And then you search. But then you do a search. Maybe just leave it. Just have them deleting names there. And don't worry about speakers. If they're doing speakers, they're doing search. It's not the same as doing a quick access.
Yeah. It'd just be nice to have some basic information on.
Yeah. Or you can have a text box there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about that updates.
Yeah, as you go over it.
Then
that doesn't get across
the
one.
Yeah, maybe that's the best idea then. So you've got a drop down menu. A search button, not search go button. And then some sort of field which updates and actually depending on what you've got highlighted.
Yeah. The full name and the speakers. You can do all of that without even ever loading it. I think.
Nom.
A meeting with Nom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does Nom actually sound for?
I think it's in the like object model.
Not really.
I think that is a sort of right corpus or something.
No, yeah, it is. You're right, it's the right corpus. Not right corpus, and then you've got like right elements, and then you've got right
yeah.
attributes.
You've got lots of non something, and then night something, and then end something.
Yeah, because the N ones are interfaces, and the night one of the ways around, one's
oh,
an interface, and one's actually an implemented class. Because you go back enough. And the what's the name of it again? The API is alright, but there's not a lot of description in it. It's very cool.
No. And most of the descriptions are hints to each other saying,
yeah.
You've got to update this, Jonathan. this is unintelligible.
Yay! Yeah. So you end up just saying, it returns a N text box. Okay, what's that? No, it's an implementation of an N text box.
Yeah.
Interface. What's that? Oh, it's an extended version. Oh, it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So, anyone else got anything to say?
I'm wrong. Just keep on going.
Do we want another meeting at the end of the week? With Penna?
Might be useful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Friday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to do quite a bit of work this week, so I'll probably want to do all that.
Yeah, actually, I think.
And
we won't have to have the meeting with Steve on Tuesday, or at all. So, do we want to arrange this, get this one earlier? Maybe?
If you
okay.
like.
Oh,
well, we can just discuss that on Friday if you have
one. That's true.
Friday?
Yeah, sure.
What time?
Possibly, kind of, usually by so, need a break.
Yeah,
although,
break.
Well, I don't know, because it's the lab and trying to get some work done. You need for a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
that would be fine.
Yeah.
I've got a doctor's appointment at 10 to 2.
Oh, okay.
What?
Friday morning?
3 o'clock? Pretty clear, where you want to get.
I don't know, maybe I'll be on the top sort of
okay.
I guess.
I think she's got a class at 11. We've all got a class at 3. We'll have a class at 12.
How about?
So we say 3 o'clock and then if there's a serious problem.
Or we could try one. We could try shortly after. Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Well, it would be a long meeting. would you want to? No, probably not. If one's bad for me, then.
No, that would only be What?
It's fine, it's
How
pretty
about
fine,
quite
yeah.
late, like, you know, 5 or 6?
Three's better than five or
Yeah,
six.
yeah.
What's 3 o'clock? That's six
Just
o'clock.
clear, say, say 3 o'clock and then if there's a problem with that, then. If 3 o'clock's a problem, 5 or 6 would be a problem. But I don't think that will be, I'm not sure.
I'll write this meeting up and I'll send it to Pamela as well.
Is she collecting them?
No.
You just sent it to her, so.
Because she's not here.
I mean, is she collecting? Oh, right, okay, sorry. Yeah, still
I collect meeting summaries.
I thought somebody was collecting them. Well, that's what I thought when you said
Yeah,
that.
no, we should probably do that.
Then we know who's missed them.
So, can we just repeat briefly what we've spoken about? So we've done the progress on the speaker characterisation. Who does the speaker characterisation? We've mentioned topic labelling with keywords.
Yeah.
We discussed if the set should be ranked. And Michael, do you have anything?
There's just sort of the basic implementation stuff that I was wondering about. But should be fine. It's just progressing. Did we decide whether it should be ranked? No. For now.
Well, basically, not unless you've got time for it at the end.
Yeah, well,
It'd be nice at the end.
Kind of think it would complicate things quite a bit and not bring us a lot. Just because if it is like independently doing the words for a particular document, it's not really getting them together. Like if someone's looking for a particular term. I don't know, just don't know if it would bring us that much.
I think it would.
Counselor?
I think it would give you the most relevant result.
If they're looking for, like I say, sunny day, and you know, sunny shows up in this document, day shows up with enough together. Or if they're, I don't, it just doesn't, you're looking for that term, and relevance is kind of irrelevant, because if the term shows up, it shows up.
No, but for things like if you search for language, then you have some topics which have as a, you know, some meetings which have as a topic language, they specifically speak about language and they use that word like in every sentence. And then you've got those that just mention, you know, mention it briefly like once or twice saying, you know, my language is German or something stupid that you don't really want. So you want to distinguish those somehow. Or you can ask anyway.
Yeah, that would
and
help
and
a lot
for
single
words.
Terms, it would be very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For multiple terms, unless you want to do something. There will be a way of doing it for multiple terms.
For multiple terms, we can just do
Or
something really simple. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could do it and override it by the. You could just ignore the ranking if it doesn't show up together.
Yeah.
Or you could have you could penalize it. You could just put
but
a
you
wait.
Still have to do the search, you still have to do the NXT search.
Yeah, you do the NXT
search,
so it doesn't come together.
Yeah.
Either disregard it or put a weighting
yeah.
against it. So if you how many pairs you
well,
get,
it wouldn't show up on the search results if
yeah,
it descriptive things are
just
yeah. So then just no.
Just disregard
yeah.
it. Yeah, I mean, you just do it really simply, you know.
Yeah.
You'll have the
well,
results.
Well, I
can
talk
before.
To Brunel about this and
yeah,
just
yeah.
See how she's doing this. Because we are using that. I mean, it does make sense for that, but actually.
It doesn't have to be all intelligent.
Yeah.
Because some things you're going to get a lot of results for.
Yeah.
And if the one that you got just happened to be at the bottom, then it was actually the most relevant one. Something
well,
like that.
Also,
push it up.
I mean, if it's, well, yeah. Yeah, okay, so I know we could actually put that like on the list of meetings that get returned. If there were 15 meetings of languages in, then it's going to show you those and
yeah.
rank them as to which is the highest.
Which is the highest.
So, okay, let's see that.
And also, if there's something like Sunny Day, the if sunny and day aren't mentioned together a lot, but sunny type is mentioned once, its term will be low and will push down the other one if you combine them, if you see, add them together.
Well, the things, I mean, that'll be exactly how we're doing it now. Like, we're just looking for the two words separately and see if they exist in the same document. If they do, then there's a possibility that they occur together. And then we do the NXT search on that document.
Yeah, yeah, but you have no ranking system at the moment, so if something's an amazing, highly ranked thing from the tier by the if it could just be more because it falls off the bottom of the. I presume you only have your, do you return all results for all, say you type language and it returns 75 meetings?
Well, Ray Gunn's typing, I think so. I don't know what.
Well, it's
what
not
it's
that many meetings.
Okay.
Yeah, there are sessions, but there are 75 meetings.
Is there a meeting?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's
Wow.
Yeah.
So, if it returns 75, well, where do you stop?
Yeah.
how do you rank them or something? Well, if it turns 20, even if it turns 20, do you cut it at 10?
Yeah.
Do you rank them? Do you
yeah, that's true. Okay.
What's the threshold?
Yeah, that's true.
Look through them all.
Through them all.
It would be useful as well for a word like a language that might occur in all of them, but you want to find the one that actually contains it usefully somehow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you still want to be able to search for the word language in a sense. Well, we'll discuss it here on Friday.
Is that it?
Yeah.
So have you looked at the SPT coursework?
No. Well, very briefly, I mean, I worked through some of the stuff just as class was over there. Well, as he's trying to get it working.
Where?
Just a good thing.
Yeah.
Does it get hard?
I don't know.
Well, I just did the basic point manuscripts.
But it doesn't, he hasn't given us the thing that says what we've got to do yet.
No, I don't think so, except for that document.